Okay, so let's see how this sounds. I'm sure it sounds great. Cool. Moving on. Welcome back to the 3am podcast. My name is Jess. Nice to see you. Nice to meet you. Welcome back if you've been here. Welcome if you haven't been here. We also have this podcast, we also have an Instagram, which is at the 3am podcast, where if there's any references or anything that I make in this pod diddly cast, I'll put the relating images and whatnot on the Instagram. So shout out to that. Shout out to you, honestly. That's a joke I can't be bothered going into right now. Actually, I was going to do this whole elaborate thing. Not going to do that now. Don't want to. Don't care. Good good stuff. So lots happened since the last podcast. Namely, I've moved house, so that's good. Honestly, that might be about it. No, that's a lie. I had a friend over from New Zealand, which was good times. So for anyone who doesn't know, I am a Kiwi. I'm from New Zealand. grew up at the top of the North Island, and then went to uni in the middle of the North Island, and then lived and worked in this kind of top third of the North Island. Fuck the South Island. Sorry, that's unnecessary. It's just the biggest thing. So I'm living in Australia now, and the biggest thing I find is, like, anytime I say I'm in New Zealand, people are like, oh, I've been to New Zealand, and I'm like, cool, like, where'd you go? And they're like, I went to Queenstown, and I'm just like, bruh. That is so not New Zealand. It's insane. I mean, it is, like, obviously it's in New Zealand, and, you know, it's snowy peaks, and it's just this beautiful landscape, and it's, you know, it's okay, in essence it is a lot of New Zealand, but it's not the New Zealand that the majority of New Zealanders are familiar with. Like, New Zealanders will go to Queenstown for a holiday that feels like they're leaving New Zealand, if that makes sense. Another thing, it's not that cold in New Zealand. This is just a shout out to all my Aussie fans. but, you know, like, summer days in Northland, where I'm from, will typically be over 30 degrees. That's fine. It does get a lot colder there, like, the temperatures change. I feel like it's like Melbourne, but not on as many heat drugs, because what the fuck is this 40 degree shit that I'm seeing in my friends, like, Snapchats and Instagrams and stuff? I feel like y'all got so catfished that live in Melbourne, because I'm almost at the top of Australia, really, which is so close to the equator. I'm really not. I'm, like, two-thirds up Australia. I'm not good with geography. but, yeah, and we're out here having 29-degree days, and you're right down the bottom of the bottom of the bottom of Australia, like, just literally at one of the lowest points you can get to other than Tasmania. And I mean geographically, by the way, not status-wise. I realise that that sounded like I was really roasting Melbourne, but from what I hear, Melbourne's a pretty girl. That's weird. I shouldn't have paused there, but I forgot what the cool kids said. I forgot what, like, if I was Tana Mojo, I forgot how I'd describe that, and so I just lingered on pretty, and then it sounded like I was going to say something lame, like, it's a pretty city, and I didn't want to rhyme that much. There's a lot going on, guys. But yeah. So, long story short, it's way hotter down closer to one of the Arctic poles, or Antarctic poles, I suppose, than it is up here in the Sunshine State of QLD, which is where I currently am. Moved for work. Cool, that's about as much as I'm going to go into that. And what else? Should we have a segment break? I think we should have a segment break. Let's see how we're going. All right, I'll see you guys soon. Welcome back. I think I just breathed on a fly. Oh God. I don't know if I did, but I just feel like I did. I feel like I breathed in, you know. Oh God. That'll really just fuck me up if I breathe in a fly. I suppose I'm not gonna know. So welcome back to the I Breathed in a Fly podcast. No, this is the, this is the 3 a.m. podcast. Basically, if you imagine, you know those conversations you have after a house party or after you've gone to town and everyone's come back to your house that you can make pasta and just, like, chill. This is those conversations, but in a podcast, and often just with one person talking, and that's me. Oh man, I might have to end it all if I've eaten a fly. Oh, I wish this was a bit. I wish this was like some funny thing when I fucking practiced. Oh God, I've eaten a fly. I can feel it in my bones. My instincts are telling me what's happened, and oh, evolution's coming to take me away. I get it. Honestly, I don't think I've got genes that really should create the next generation of human. Like, I'm smart. I've got a bit of banter, but honestly, there's really not that much else that we need to pass on. Oh, my natural hair colour's cool. Darwinism, take me away. Oh, fuck. Okay. We're back. Do we need another interlude? I think we do. Hold on. Okay, I'm actually back now. It's been a minute. Went and had some water, kind of composed myself, and we're back. So, welcome back for the third time to the 3 a.m. podcast. Okay, so there's a couple of things I suppose we could talk about. One of them is, actually, let's just really kind of delve in with that. I am quite interested in people that are not really people. Let me explain. So, I'm talking Ted Bundy. I'm talking Golden State Killer. I'm talking Jeffrey Dahmer. I'm talking Charles Manson. I'm talking, it almost sounds like I'm talking specifically serial killers, and I suppose in this essence I am, but I'm talking people that can just do things that are so inhumane, but not for like the dramatized, you know, I suppose, interpretation of inhumane, but like for what it actually means, not human. And I'm interested to know if I'm the only one that thinks maybe that's because they're not human. You know? I will elaborate a little bit. It's not that I think that they are, like, aliens. Although that's a whole different conversation. It's that potentially they're a different breed of humanoid animal. Maybe. I'm just going to preface all of this. Like, I'm real dumb when it comes to knowledge like this. And I get very strong hunches, and those can kind of carry me sometimes past all facts or reason or information, which is probably readily available to me. I could honestly Google if any of the things I'm saying right now are correct. And I'm not going to. Because if it was 3 a.m. after a house party, would I be fact-checking what I'm saying? Would I be putting down references? Incorrect. Didn't even do that for assignments at uni that I had to do that. So I'm definitely not going to do it at 3 a.m. But I know that obviously there's... it's a weird one, because when you're talking, especially, you know, people that are considered psychopathic or psychopaths or... you know, I'm not saying that's all mutually exclusive, that you have to be a psychopath to be a serial killer or vice versa or anything like that. But when you're talking about that, someone who will willingly and often without remorse end several lives, you tend to be talking to someone who has no fear of consequence, no, you know, lacking severely in empathy. And, you know, you hear accounts how these people can often manipulate perception of themselves. Ted Bundy, for example, his girlfriend had, you know, turned him in, but also said, it's probably not him. but then also will talk so, like, clearly and chillingly about what he did and just kind of analyze it like they're not doing it, they're kind of almost watching it happen from an outside perspective. And that, I wonder, obviously we say, you know, there's something different in their brains that make them like that, but is it possible that it's, you know, maybe something that's different in their brains than our brains? But is it possible that that's not like a, I suppose, a dysfunction in their brain, but that's just how a different kind of brain operates? And arguably, because of the lack of empathy and lack of fear of consequence, etc., that's not a human brain. Now, I'm aware that there's no way for me to say any of this without sounding crazy, and so I'm also going to stress that, A, if I sound crazy, you got me. Who knows, I might be. But I'm also going to say that I'm pretty confident that I'm not, which I'm also aware is probably one of the biggest signs that someone is crazy, is by telling everyone how they're not. But I'm backing that up by saying that this is all just me asking fucking questions and prefacing, as I did before, that I'm dumb as fuck when it comes to this kind of stuff. Like, I've got a lot of theories and I can, you know, try and figure things out, but I'm just interested, like, if there's a group of people who operate and think so differently to another large group of people, then is it possible that they are actually a completely different version of, you know? Another question. If someone had a brain transplant, who would end up that person? So, like, for example, if I had a brain transplant and my brain got put into, I don't know, whoever you are listening to this, my brain got put into your body, would you, as we see you, so would your body then be me? Would it have my personality traits? Would it have my, like, thinking and thought process? Or would it be you? And if it would be me, then are we saying that a person is only their brain, really, and only their thoughts? And if we're saying that, if you can put that kind of consciousness somewhere else, so for example, if you put everything that you see, think, do, feel on a social media platform, let's just say Instagram, then does that make that as much of a piece of you and your physical body as your physical body? Because if your brain's putting, you know, if your brain is you and your brain chooses where to house certain information or where to actually, I suppose, like, be seen, and your brain chooses to either do that by dressing you a certain way or putting on a certain kind of makeup or whatnot, or if your brain chooses to do that by posting a certain video or, you know, uploading a certain Instagram story, then is your Instagram story or your YouTube channel or your Twitch stream as much of a real, is that as much you as your physical being? And again, I don't fucking know the answer to this question, but it's just weird when you think, like, if my brain is then me, then my body's a vessel for my brain, which means that, you know, social media platforms are also vessels for, it's just fucking weird, man. Yeah, it's probably a good time to say as well that, I don't do drugs, so, like, that's a weird disclaimer to have to put out there, but these aren't, like, high thoughts or anything. These are just things that I wonder about. And actually, speaking of, oh, I like that. Okay, so this has taken me off topic a little bit, but that's fine. That's familiar territory. What I'm going to do is I am going to have a quick look for... So there's a really cool Australian vlogger, blogger, YouTuber, influencer, Brianne Worth, who has done videos on, like, shower thoughts. So things that people think of in the shower and they're just like, oh my god. I'm going to find one of those lists and we're going to go through weird shower thoughts and try to figure out if A, they're actually that weird, or if they're just clickbaity as fuck, or B, is your Instagram you? Alright, let me find one of those lists. Okay, so I have our list, and it is from boardpanda.com. So if you want to go have a look at those, it's a list of, like, over 125, so I'm definitely not going to go through all of those. So if you like it, highly recommend, go and have a look through, see if there are shower thoughts. Wow, words is hard. See if there are other shower thoughts that keep you up and alive and awake at night, which is what I meant to say instead of alive, because, you know, are there thoughts that keep you alive? Well, actually, maybe. Okay, so let's go to this list. Board Panda. I'll start with actually number 3. Maybe plants are really farming us, giving us oxygen until we eventually expire and turn into mulch, which they can consume. Oh. Wow. Honestly, wouldn't be surprised. So again, basically, our plants farming us because they give us oxygen, so they give us food, and then we eventually die, and they can just use us as fuel for their lives. Maybe, but I also think this with fucking cats. I remember seeing something somewhere, and it was like, all the traits or, like, the evidence of an animal that has been domesticated, and they had a look, and, like, the evidence that humans have domesticated cats was, like, I don't know, 3 points out of 10 or whatever. But the evidence that cats have domesticated humans was something like 6 points out of 10. I don't know. I literally made up those numbers, but I just remember seeing something along those lines, and it kind of freaked me out. Because when you think about it, like, your cat just shows up, basically, and it's like, hey, you buy them, that's fine. But, you know, you change your schedule, sometimes you change the layout of your house, sometimes you change what kind of house you go to, all these things just because you've got this cat, or this dog, or this whatever. But I feel like dogs, you know, you've got more influence over a dog's behaviour than you do over a person's behaviour. What am I fucking saying? I meant to say a cat's behaviour. that there is a family that has just decided to live their Real Housewives life outside, and they're all screaming at each other, and that distracted me. But long story short, our plants farming us, maybe, and our cats domesticating us, definitely. Yeah, no, I don't like that. That's kind of freaky. So, 4. Theme parks can snap a crystal clear picture of you on a roller coaster at 70 miles per hour, but bank cameras still can't get a clear shot of a robber standing still. Okay, there's something else on this. So I used to work for a big retail store in New Zealand. It was like a department store. It was a department store. It is a department store. And our loss prevention team used to, like, they had the most high-tech shit. Like, they could read people's messages on their phones if they needed to. They could see receipts. Like, if someone has their receipt out, they could zoom in and read whether or not what they're actually taking out of the store was on their receipt. And this was, like, 5, 6 years ago. And that was, like, for a supermarket. So, sis, if our bank cameras aren't better than that, then... But also, you know, we have no idea if bank cameras are or are not better than that, you know? Like, obviously, you see these grainy-ass images on the screen, but I highly doubt that that's the height of their security, you know? Like, they can't just put all their cards out there and be like, hey guys, this is our security system, and show us all the high-tech shit they've got. They've got to, you know, save some of it. Save some of the mystery. Am I making any fucking sense? I'm looking at a tractor right now. That's a different story. Okay. That one's kind of weird. What else? If my calculator had a history... So this is 5. If my calculator had a history button, it would be more embarrassing than my browser history. Definitely not. That is the worst shower thought. Please have better shower thoughts. Let's have a look. I'm just gonna have a peruse. 8. The Olympics should have a for fun section at the end of all the games so that all athletes can try different sports. That is so fucking cool. Yes, that would be so sick. Like, if you entered your actual sport, and once you've done that, once that, you know, the stakes are off there, you could just choose a completely different fucking discipline. And just, oh my god, I don't give a shit about the Olympics, but I do give a shit about watching people that are uncomfortable and out of their element. So yes, I endorse this message. there's just one. So this is 11. It says, if I get up 10 minutes earlier than usual, I treat it like an extra 2 hours and end up super late for work. Can relate. Although I'm never late for work, really, so... I don't know why I said really at the end. I'm just literally always early, or if I am going to be late, I give the most insane amount of notice, so... I just like to be early to shit, you know? You can show up, you can chill, you can relax, you can... Let's see. Oh, that's fucking weird. When you say forward or back, your lips move in those directions. Forward. Oh my god. Back. God, I feel like such a fucking basic bitch right now. I'm just like losing my mind. But this is forward, back. Forward, back. That's crazy. I like that. I fuck with that heavy. So that is 14. Right, I'm just gonna like scroll. I'm literally just scrolled up, and I'm just gonna wait and see where it ends. Okay, so it's ended on number 43. So a guy can decline an invitation by saying his girlfriend won't let him go and everyone will likely understand. But if a girl declines an invitation by saying her boyfriend won't let her go, people will likely get concerned. Well, that's a little too heavy than what I want to focus on. But I'm trying to think. Yeah, for you, my guy mate said no, my girlfriend won't let me go. Okay, here's the thing though. Admittedly, yes, I would be slightly more concerned if a chick says, sorry, my boyfriend won't let me go. Okay? So that just straight out there, yeah. But I also get I've had a lot of my guy mates that have had girlfriends that are like, no, you can't go anywhere, you can't do this, you can't do that. And that does really concern me. Like, for different reasons, I usually don't automatically assume, oh, it must be because they are, like, abusive or anything like that, like the girlfriend. Which, admittedly, if a girl said, sorry, my boyfriend won't let me leave, your mind kind of immediately goes to, okay, is the boyfriend abusive? Like, what's the situation there? But it is, I suppose, a form of, like, psychological abuse to not let someone be an independent person. And so, like, when I've had guy mates sort of like, oh, yeah, my girlfriend won't let me do this, like, it does raise a really big red flag. But not in the same way. So, yeah, I get it. Okay. I get it, poor panda. I get it. I'm going to do this scroll thing again. Okay, I didn't scroll as far then. But where'd I end up? Okay. Number 57. The fact that I can't recognize my co-workers outside of uniform 85% of the time tells me Superman knows exactly what he's doing. Okay, that is... Again, people, what kind of lame-ass showers are you having? I don't fuck with that. Oh. Okay, number 58. When drone technology becomes cheap enough, hands-free umbrellas are gonna be the shit. 12 out of 10. Would recommend. Would bring a friend. Would... agree. Fantastic. Absolutely. I love that. Okay. Number 59. Taxes are like a subscription to your country that you can't cancel, no matter how bad the service gets. Ouch. Too real, fam. Too fucking real. Okay, just a random scroll. Where did I end up? Number 87, end quotes, it's not a pyramid scheme, end quotes, is a phrase almost exclusively used by people involved in pyramid schemes. I like that. It's funny. I do know some people that use that phrase and they're not part of a pyramid scheme. But there's also people that are part of some pretty fucking big pyramid schemes, so. Okay. Another scroll. Sorry, guys. I know that this is probably super boring, but hopefully you're listening to this while you're, like, putting on your makeup or while you're getting ready to go to the gym or whatever. You've just taken some pre-workout. You're just, like, really feeling yourself. You're just kind of jumping from foot to foot. You've just tied your laces up. You're like, yeah, I'm going to go get it. And to get hype, I'm going to listen to Jess talk about what people think about in the shower. Okay. Oh, okay. So number 103 is, if I told you that it featured themes of bestiality, Stockholm Syndrome, slave labor, and lynching, you would never guess Beauty and the Beast is a kids movie. Okay, we get it. We get it. Oh my gosh, 105. Dogs probably destroy shoes because they see humans put them on before they leave the house. Oh, papa! Maybe. But then, like, why do they destroy cords? Is it because they see cords as your connection to the outside world and they never want you to leave? Oh my god, dogs want you to have Stockholm Syndrome. That's iconic. Okay. What else? Number 122. There should be a gym where the membership fee is extremely high at the beginning of the month, but you earn money back for every day you end up going and working out for at least an hour. Holy shit. This isn't even... How is this not a thing? This is fucking brilliant. This is so good. What the fuck? I'm going to take a screenshot of this. This is going to be part of what's on my Instagram. Along with a couple of other things. But that's fucking genius. Love that. Love that for me. Okay. Let's see what the last one is. 125. If I punch myself in the face and it hurts, does that make me weak or strong? That makes you a fucking idiot. So who cares if you're a strong idiot or a weak idiot? You dumb as hell. Boy, what is that? Who are you fighting? Yourself. Oh my god. Oh, okay. I just scrolled back and I got to number 95. The craziest prediction that the TV show The Jetsons made about life that far in the future was that a man could still support a middle-class family of four by working at a factory. Oh, shit. Boy, who are you fighting? That's crazy. That is crazy. Okay, well, those have been some shower thoughts. They're fine. They're honestly not that revolutionary, to be honest. But that gym one really fucked me up. That one was good. Have a look through. Let me know. What do you think? What are your best shower thoughts? Share them with me. Yeah, by the way, the acoustics of filming in the room that I'm in currently are a lot better than they were in the last place. It's still a bit gross, and I've still got fans or aircon and shit like that, and you're still going to hear me rustling and moving my phone and all this kind of, let's just relax. But I'm happy that it's slowly getting better, which is great. I think that's about it, guys. I will catch up with you again soon. If you would like to be part of this podcast, if you'd like to be a guest, if you'd like to just do like a little shout out in it, anything of the sort, please let me know, and I will be very happy to have you on the show. I think it's kind of cool just talking to random people and hearing random people's point of views, so let me know. And I look forward to, honestly, I look forward to going to the supermarket and buying some fucking bread and hot chicken and coleslaw. Specifically, that's the vibe I'm going for right now. But yeah, don't forget to follow us on at the 3am podcast on Instagram. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, obviously right here. If you're watching it or listening to this on any of the other platforms, then you will hear that little plug at the end, which is cool for Anchor, the fucking best platform to just get shit out there. But yeah, feel free to comment and all that kind of fun stuff, and I will talk to you guys and gals later. Oh, on a quick side note, actually, James Acaster is a fucking amazing comedian, and you need to look at some of his shit because he is just 12 out of 10. Let me see if it will play any of his comedy, and if you can hear it, that would be great. I will see now. Okay, so that's a fail. Turns out I can't play that in the background and record. I tried. I'll find another way to sneak that to you. But yeah, thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you next time. Bye.